سورہ فاتحہ روشی سورہ المشرا سورہ اخلاص سورہ فاتحہ
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gives a reward to a human being, then that person should definitely be grateful for that. When a person shows his gratitude for the reward, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases, multiplies that reward. So this ni'mah, this gift that Allah ta'ala has bestowed to us today, there's no greater ni'mah than this in the rest of the year even, because tomorrow is the day of Arafah and today is the night of Arafah. And tonight, the night before the day, regards to which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, as a Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates this hadith, that all of the other days, compared to all the other days, the greatest day is the day of Arafah. So in this way, for this reason, the pious predecessors have stated that in this day, all the amal that will be performed, the deeds, they will be the best of deeds. So, the day of Arafah, about which there's another hadith, Hazrat Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu narrates, that most of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on that day that where He frees most of people from Jahannam, He frees most people on the day of Arafah. And most maghfirah, forgiveness, is bestowed on the day of Arafah. And most of all, shaitan is made wretched and cursed is on the day of Arafah. So these are all fadail and virtues of the day of Arafah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this reward, this gift. And Allah ta'ala, on this night, before the day of Arafah, on the night of Arafah, And the ibadah of this night is equivalent to Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. And alongside that, in parallel, we should also understand that this night is the night of Arafah. So this is Nur ala Nur, light beyond light. So this is a great mercy of Allah, blessing of Allah, that the great ibadah, that the greatest ibadah of Arafah is what? The dhikr of Allah. The best deed of the day of Arafah is the dhikr of Allah. And in dhikr, the kalima that Allah Ta'ala selected most of all, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. This kalima, this verse, which is for the plain of Arafah. So we are grateful to Allah that the pious, this is the barakah of the pious people, this is due to which we are sat here today. This is Hazrat Sahib's nisbat connection, alhamdulillah. May Allah Ta'ala elevate his status, elevate his rank, give him the highest of ranks. This is all his barakah, his blessings that we've attained this today. Why? Because in this night we are sitting down, we're remembering Allah.
آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله 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 لا حول ولا قوة إلا Rushi. La ilaha illallah subhanaka inni kuntu minadh-dhalimin. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من
Rishi. يا حي يا قيوم بنادك استغيث يا حي يا قيوم بنادك يا حي يا قيوم بنادك استغيث يا حي يا قيوم بنادك استغيث يا حي يا قيوم بنادك استغيث سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu Lucifer. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahu hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahu wa lahu hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ لَهُ وَهُوَ لَا كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له.
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير.
لا إله إلا هو وحده لا شريك له.
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء
ऋषि फिलोसफर
सो इफ टुनाइट वी डू नॉट डू दुआ If we don't supplicate, then when will we supplicate that Allah's rahmah is descending? And especially Allah Ta'ala listens to the du'as today. In the hadith is stated that Allah Ta'ala comes down to the lowest of heavens, the closest of heavens. And all the human beings, Allah Ta'ala looks at their hearts, and in whoever's heart there's even a mustard seed, an atom's weight of iman, Allah Ta'ala will forgive that person. Forgive that person. And don't ask about du'as. So much Allah Ta'ala accepts the du'as today. Whatever du'a a person requests, supplicates, Allah Ta'ala accepts. So brothers, two things we need to definitely be careful about and establish. Number one, do istighfar and tawbah to Allah. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Repent to Allah. Do true repentance that Allah Ta'ala, the mistakes we've made up till now, Allah forgive us. Forgive us. And to Allah, make true repentance. True tawbah. If we've made mistakes, if we've erred, Allah will forgive all the errors. And whoever the life up till now, if we've lived a life of ignorance and negligence, ask Allah for forgiveness. And the best tariqah method is that through the connection of a friend of Allah, if you attain tawbah in this night, repentance, that's the best of achievements. So come, let's collectively, all of us do tawbah. Wherever the people are present in this gathering, women folk, men folk, everyone's tawbah today, inshallah, will be renewed, refreshed. So let's recite once the kalima.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Astaghfirullah. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله تعالى ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه آمين 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 ما شاء الله.
That's it. Just with these few words, Allah Ta'ala forgives all of the sins. But only he who has niyyah, that inshallah, five times salah, I will pray in jama'ah congregation, and men folk, and the women folk will pray their salah in their best time, and they will not waste their salah. All individuals who have done tawbah, repented, according to sharia, they will live their life, they will live their life according to sunnah, their appearance, their face, their attire, their dress, their eating, their drinking, earning, the risk, the wealth, everything will be according to the sunnah. This niyyah is lazim, isn't it? Essential for tawbah, repentance, and furthermore, the third factor, third step, is that the dhikr of Allah will be established in the life. With the dhikr, we will keep connection and we will keep dhikr regular. Morning and evening, the majalis of maraqbah, we will join in and make this niyyah to Allah about these points. And the women folk make a niyyah for parda, that inshallah they will observe sharia parda separation. and the mistakes they've made, we'll ask Allah for forgiveness, and our household affairs, we will correct and realign, and all of us, our batini sicknesses, we will pay attention to our spiritual diseases and illnesses, and we will do our islah, rectification. And we will try, make effort, because Allah Ta'ala likes, prefers effort tonight. Let's renew, refresh this niyyah, because who knows if we will get this night again after today, about which Allah Ta'ala has said that most of all, compared to the rest of the year, Allah Ta'ala has bestowed us such a day that in the rest of the year we cannot get a day like this. We cannot say, let's make this niyyah, intention, let's do dua to Allah Ta'ala, and for, do dua for all those people who have requested dua today, those people who are sick, who have, due to their sickness, they've requested dua, and especially in our halqa jama'ah, the individuals who've asked for dua, do dua for them, for those women folk, and in our homes, our families, those who are sick, for all of those children, women folk, do dua especially for them today. Then may Allah Ta'ala give everyone, all of those people, kamil, complete health, and do dua for the whole ummah, and especially do dua for this sickness that Allah Ta'ala quickly ends this waba, this disease. May Allah Ta'ala protect us all. May Allah Ta'ala protect the whole ummah from this sickness. Ameen. And the dua kalamat, let's all collectively recite them, and inshallah we will attain success in the court of Allah.
Ya Qadi al-Hajar. Ya Qadi al-Hajar. Ya Qadi al-Haja, Ya Qadi al-Haja, Ya Kafi al-Muhimma, 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 Ya Dafi al-Balayya, 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 Ya Hal al-Mushkala, 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 Ya Munazzal al-Balagha, Ya Munazzal al-Balagha, Ya Munazzal al-Balagha, Ya Rafi'ud Daraja, Ya Rafi'ud Daraja, Ya Rafi'ud Daraja, Ya Rafi al-Daraja, Ya Khair al-Raziqin, Ya Khair al-Raziqin, Ya Khair al-Nasirin, Ya Khair al-Nasirin, Ya Khair al-Nasirin, Ya Shafi al-Amrad, Ya Shafi al-Amrad, Ya Shafi al-Amrad, Shafi al-Amra.
ہمارے ساتھی ہیں قاری ناجی صاحب بیمار ہیں, ان کے لیے خصوصی دعا فرمائیں. اس طرح اس مسجد کے سلمان کولا صاحب ہیں, ان کے لیے دعا فرمائیں. اللہ پاک صحت کامل نصیب فرمائیں.
یا شافی المرض,
یا
شافی المرض,
یا شافی
المرض, یا شافی المرض, یا شافی المرض, یا شافی المرض, یا مجیب الدعوا,
یا مجیب
الدعوا,
یا مجیب
الدعوا, برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین, بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ
الرَّاحِمِينَ,
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 اللهم آمين,
اللهم آمين,
اللهم آمين,
اللهم
آمين, اللهم آمين,
اللهم
آمين, اللهم آمین. درود پاک پڑھیں. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على مراقبہ فرمائیں, یعنی ذکر کل بھی ذکر فرمائیں, دل کی طرف تصور و خیال فرما کر اس میں ذات اللہ اللہ کا ورد فرمائیں. ریممبر اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ یہ حاج اللہ اللہ اللہ. الحمد لله ذو الشكر لله اللهم صل على اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين،
السلام علی سید.
اے اللہ ہم سب کی بخشش فرما، ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما، پوری امت کی مغفرت فرما. اے میرے مولا ہماری اس ٹوٹی بوٹی مجلس کو قبول فرما، ہمارے ذکر کو قبول فرما، ہماری ساری دعائیں جو ہم نے مانگی ان کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہمیں تازہ میں آخر ذکر کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما، ہمارے حضرت کی میرے مولا درجات بلند فرما، اعلیٰ درجہ نصیب فرما. یا اللہ اعلیٰ درجہ نقشبند شیخ کو نصیب فرما. یا میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل کو اس فیض کو جاری و ساری فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے قلوبوں کو میں استقامت نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ذکر و فکر کی ہمیں محبت نصیب فرما. ربنا حب لنا من ازواجنا وذریاتنا قرۃ اعین واجعلنا للمتقین اماما. اللہم رب ارحمهما کما ربیانی صغیرا. اللہم اغفر لنا والدینا واستاذینا ومشائخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.